You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Denver, they've lost two straight now but still stand atop of the AFC West at 7-2. Chicago, putting a run together now, Gil. They're 4-5 in the NFC North. In the early part of the season on this podcast, you referenced on numerous occasions, Gil, that Denver were a paper tiger in your opinion. And after that big win against the Green Bay Packers, I think many people were possibly questioning that assertion. However, I'm not saying they would have been, but possibly. However, their results recently in their losses against Indianapolis and Kansas City have proven, I think, you to be correct in that assessment.
Yeah, I think I was questioning that assertion after the Packers game, let alone other people. After their bye week, Peyton Manning came out and just was fabulous. The whole team was fabulous against the Packers in a game at the time that was between undefeated. But yeah, I mean, we've seen it since. Peyton Manning is about 150 years old, apparently. He has a problem with his foot, plantar fascia problem. And this is Brock Osweiler's team now for the near future. Brock Osweiler, who has thrown, I believe, a grand total of 305 yards in his entire NFL career. Keep in mind, in contrast, Peyton Manning has thrown for 305 yards on 93 different occasions, including the playoffs. So you are getting a neophyte, someone we just talked about, Blake Bortles. Well, Brock Osweiler, despite being in the league for longer than Bortles, has logged far less time behind center. And so Denver's getting a pretty unknown quantity in Osweiler for this game against the Bears.
How little faith do you think Gary Kubiak has in Brock Osweiler? Because we saw last week, or we've seen the last couple of weeks now, the deficiencies in Peyton Manning's game, whether that's solely down to the injury is open to question. But Osweiler's not been in there the past 2 weeks. Do you think that Kubiak hasn't got faith in Osweiler, or has he just been intimidated by Manning's pedigree?
I think it's the latter. I think this actually, if Gary Kubiak were to be honest, which he would not be, but if he were to be honest, I think this is actually the most excited he's been since being the coach of the Broncos. Because I think with Manning, he was not able to run the offense that he wanted to run. Now with Osweiler, you're going to see a lot of rollouts. You're going to see a lot of short passing, a lot of bootlegs. I think these are the types of things. And an emphasis, by the way, on the running game, which is the big question mark, I think, for the Broncos here. It's one thing to emphasize the running game. It's an entirely different thing to know whether or not you can actually be effective, because to date, the Broncos have been completely ineffective in their running game. Now, the question becomes, is that because Peyton Manning's been a statue back there behind the offensive line and has not really allowed the running game to establish itself, because defense is sort of key on Manning staying in the pocket at all times? So I think Kubiak, to answer your question, I think this is exciting for him, because now he gets to put his stamp on things. And the question is, you know, to what extent will that work the first time out?
What do you think, Gil? Because the Chicago Bears are rolling a little bit now. John Fox and Adam Gase appear to be getting things together in Chicago right now. And having both worked for the Broncos franchise, they'll clearly know what to expect, I think, going into this matchup. How do you see the matchup, yeah, Gil?
Well, I'll tell you, last week somebody asked me on another podcast who I thought was the most underrated team in football. And I chose the Chicago Bears. I think there's something about them that was under the radar. And in the last 7 weeks, it bears out in the numbers on the defensive side of the ball. The Bears, before the last 7 weeks and over the previous two seasons before that, had been known as one of the worst defenses in the NFL. Well, over the last 7 weeks, they've only given up 22.1 points per game, and they are allowing opposing quarterbacks just a 48 total QBR. That's scored out of 100. So they have played really solid defense. And to answer your question, I think the Bears play very well against Brock Osweiler. Now, the Broncos defense is certainly going to pose some trouble for Jay Cutler. Cutler can be loose with the ball. We know he's very volatile. But I like the Bears here. If you're asking me where I lean, it's not going to be one of my five picks this week. But if you're asking me where I lean, it is to the Chicago side of the ball, because I do think the Bears defense has really been the unit that no one has noticed. And those numbers bear it out. They've been really, really good over now almost a half a season. the last seven games when you extend it that far back. And Broncos will be able to do some stuff on defense. They get Aqib Talib back. But I like the Bears here when forced to make a pick. Jay Cutler, 82.2 QBR since the beginning of week six. It's the second best mark in the entire NFL behind just Drew Brees. So the Bears, very sneaky on both sides of the ball, getting it done. And I think that continues on Sunday.
The Bears the pick at minus one. And I think just one final point here. A lot of people seeing it as a positive. Brock Osweiler coming in at this juncture for Peyton Manning. My question would be, Osweiler's been in the league a while now. Gil, why has he not been a starter before?
Well, he's been behind Peyton Manning. So, I mean, there's no way he could have been a starter in Denver. But why hasn't anybody else picked him up?
Yeah.
I don't know that he's... You know, when he came out of college, I think you look back at that kind of assessment, like what kind of prospect was he out of college? And he was a guy that was going to be drafted, but he wasn't setting the world on fire. So I don't know that this is a guy that people have been coveting all along. We'll see what we have in Osweiler. I think he's largely an unknown quantity still.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.